pomegranate gardens and papaya orchards died. When the rebels commandeered the grounds for the landmines that they hide. When the Russians finally fled, they thought salvation wasn't far. But the holy hell had just begun for the wives of Canada. Confined in private prisons under burkas in back rooms, forbidden to emerge into the light where freedom blooms. No work and learn and dress in music or riding in a car. If you dance, they amputate your feet. Say the wives of Kandahar. But when the sisters on the river fell that bright September day, they made a sound that shook the ground a half a world away. The vengeance of crusaders thundered loud in lands afar, and the world would soon be changing for the wives of Canada. Who knew the oft-seen objects that appeared up in the sky would turn upon the mighty twins instead of passing by? Those twisted hearts of madness brought their venom from afar, with an unexpected consequence for the wives of Kandahar. Cause when the sisters on the river fell that bright September day, they made a sound that shook the ground a half a world away. The vengeance of crusaders thundered loud in lands afar, and the world would soon be changing for the wives of Canada. The avenging knights responded with a mighty force of men. The Taliban retreated to the caves where they began, and the sorrow of the sisters' plight became a guiding star for the changes that would follow for the wives of Canada. When the sisters on the river fell that bright September day, they made a sound that shook the ground a half a world away. The vengeance of crusaders thundered loud in lands afar,